Yeah, this is going to be a how to use ChatGPT and just creative ways to use it video. I guess maybe I'll turn it into an audio too. Actually, no, I won't, because it'd be impossible to see what's happening. So just video, just on YouTube. Come check it out. I'll post the links in other places. What I am looking to do, I was on a podcast. Let me go find it. With Jack Spierko and The Survival Podcast right here. So Jack Spierko, The Survival Podcast, and it was one of his live podcasts. So right there. Freedom from Fatness with Andy McCann, episode 3,455. Man, he has a lot of episodes. And I think the date, so it was 6 days ago, so that had been on the 29th, so February 29th, 2024. Anyway, there was a whole bunch of comments that came up in the live stream on the side. And what I'm going to do is I copied and pasted all the comments out into a Word doc. And then I'm going to come over here and I'm going to tell Ask ChatGPT. I want basically to get the questions and all the other junk out of the way. So I just want questions. So I'm going to tell it, please read these chat comments from a Facebook Live video. I would like all the questions pulled out and listed with bullet points. And I'm going to say, do you understand? They'll probably say, yeah. No. There you go. So he says, certainly, here are the questions that I extracted, provided the chat. Wow, look at all that. 24 questions. I mean, this is awesome. It literally just saved me probably about 40 minutes of doing all that work on my own. Now, it's probably not complete. There's probably questions in there that it might have missed. But, you know, I'm okay with that. It just saved me 40 minutes. So I'm going to read through these and see if there's... Actually, I'll read through them with you. All right. Do you have any suggestions for carb-free food for someone doing a carb-free all-day diet for a PET scan? What's the optimal mindset for improving the attitude and well-being while prioritizing workouts? That's good. What should I continue... Why should I continue CrossFit, especially if I'm not a fan of pull-ups? That's awesome. Why am I not seeing more progress in the gym compared to other people who come less frequently? Any suggestions for workouts when injured? How much does sleep affect your fitness? Is there a way to handle increased appetite? What's the best coaching certificate to get? What's your attitude towards supplements? How do you handle increased appetite? Is there a thing as skinny fat? And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask chat to, I wonder if it can do that. I'm going to ask it. I want it to answer the questions if it's me. I don't know if it's really going to know how to do that because I haven't fed it any of the things that, you know, I do, but I could probably have it answer as if I'm a CrossFit coach because it'll probably understand that. So let me ask, do you know what CrossFit is? Oh, good. Do you know Greg Glassman's fitness in 100 words. Yeah, okay, so he does, right? Let's see, what is the motto of CrossFit Garage in Woodstock, Georgia? So it doesn't know me. That's okay. I'm not as famous as a regular CrossFit, but it's good enough. So let's see. I'm going to call this. Certainly, here are the, so the questions extracted from the provided chat comments. So I'm going to copy that out and say, please provide an answer to the questions extracted from the, to the, I'm going to say 24 questions because he pulled out 24. Answer as if you were a CrossFit coach. Let's see if it can do it. Certainly. Oh, I love it. Thank you, ChatGPT. So I probably am not going to agree with everything it puts in there, but I'm going to say 90% of it is probably going to be valid. And I'm going to read through these and see what I think. Maybe I should turn this into an entire podcast later on, but this is fantastic. So all of you who aren't using ChatGPT are like wasting time and resources. You should be using this. Let's see. So let's go back to the very first one. It said carb-free food suggestions. For carb-free options, consider lean proteins like chicken, fish, non-starchy vegetables, and healthy fats like avocado and oil. Actually, that is exactly what I said, pretty much. So, well done. Optimal mindset. Cultivate a positive mindset by setting realistic goals, focusing on progress, and enjoying the journey. Embrace the challenges as opportunities to grow. So, yes, and I added into that question, change it from I have to I get to. So I get to work out. Also, it's not the priority, it's a priority. So figure out what your priorities are. Continuing with CrossFit. CrossFit rosters, diverse workouts, fostering overall fitness, addressing concerns, modifying workouts, and focus on personal achievements. The community support is invaluable. I mean, yeah, so you don't have to do pull-ups ever. I don't do pistols. I don't do certain things. So yes, I'm totally into that. Workouts while injured, seek professional advice for modifications. That'd be your coach. And accommodations with injuries. So basically ask the coach. Emphasize mobility. Yeah, no, I love this. Man, so far ChatGPT, pretty good. I changed a few words. Let's slide down to some questions that I didn't get into in the beginning. So starting a garden. I guess there was a question about starting a garden. Let me go with that. Any suggestions for starting a garden? Yeah. So starting a garden is a fantastic way to incorporate fresh, nutritious foods into your diet. I believe that. That's true. It promotes, so it didn't give suggestions of starting a garden. It said, why start a garden? So it didn't really answer it. So my suggestion would have been, depending how lazy you are, just go get a bag of fertilizer or potting soil, cut some slashes in it, drop a seed in there and let it grow right out of that. And I mean, that's really freaking lazy, but it works. So that's what I would have done. So here's what I'll probably do. I'm going to take these and turn them into a podcast and then maybe cut down every single question from the podcast or the original episode and then give it back to Jack so we actually answer these questions because I didn't actually answer all these questions. Let's see. What's your attitude towards supplement? So you know what I wanted to do? It's not giving me, I want the original question. So I'm going to say, let's try to redo this. Thank you. I don't know why I'm polite to it, but I'm always very polite. Thank, in case he wants to come after me, Mr. Chat. Thank you. This is very close to what I want. Can you redo this using the exact questions from questions that you extracted from the comments and then also add in your answer? Yeah, so it's still doing the same thing. So how do I get it to say, I want a better prompt. So I'm going to say, close, but I want the, how about this? But I want the original question listed as a bullet point two. I want the original question there we go. Yes. Question answer. Man, that's what I should have said. Give me the question. Give me the answer. It's giving me the summary. Let's see if it does all 24. This is awesome. There's probably repeat questions in there. I didn't ask it to take out any repeat questions, but let's see. There's a cardio and strength one. Let's see. And there's an intermittent fasting with strength. Let's see what it said between those as it comes up. Thank you, Chat GPT. I like this. So I'm going to tell it. Whoa, what happened? Continue generating. I don't know what happened there. It's the first time I've seen it stop. So I'm going to say, perfect. Thank you. You're welcome. Happy coaching. I love it, man. That's awesome. Okay, so I wanted to go back to the strength versus cardio. Yeah, cardio versus strength training. Question, what are your thoughts on cardio versus strength training, prioritizing one over the other, or use an external, an even mix of both? Sorry, I should put my glasses on. So that's that question. What's your attitude towards, what's your attitude towards supplements? Importance of cardio strength training. What? All right, so it's sort of messed up. That's interesting. I wonder if it did that before. Yeah, so it messed it up a little bit. What is up here? Hit. So it didn't catch the supplements, and I guess I'd be okay if it missed one. So I'm going to take these questions. So these are the extracted questions. So copy, get a little bit closer. So I'm going to say, one more attempt at better formatting. Please use these 24 questions and create a report. I don't know. What do you call it? A document? Create an answer that follows this format. Bullet point, bold, summary, comma, the question, now let's just do a bold summary, bullet point, question, bullet point, answer, as if you are a CrossFit coach. For all 24 questions. Oh yeah, here we go. Got it. Okay. So what was the one that I had trouble on was, here it is. Yeah, so it's the importance of cardio and strength training, but it's actually talking about supplements. Oop, continue generating. So question number 12 is incorrect. What are your thoughts on, or maybe it's 12 or 13. But I guess the point is it's pretty damn good and I didn't have to really go through it. what it's going to do is give me a talking point. Rather than, I'm okay talking on the fly and I'm not really great at actually reading other people's stuff. But what I can do is hit pause. You guys don't know if I hit pause and then I can read it a little bit better. Like I'm not an idiot. Being dyslexic and reading is not great, but, I can muddle through it. So, thoughts on running for fitness? Question, thoughts on running for fitness? Answer, running is a great form of cardiovascular exercise, incorporated wisely, focusing on proper form and gradually increasing intensity to avoid injuries. Actually, yes. I would probably add a lot more to that. Like, I really believe if we're looking at functional fitness, there's nothing better than walking or running. I mean, your body is made to do that. It's like the number one way to get from here to there. And I would argue that maybe it's the most normal movement. Maybe standing up might be, I don't know. So that's like from the squat position or standing in general, I guess getting out of a chair. But squatting, standing up, and then walking are two of the best things you could ever do. But yeah, man, I love this. And I can turn, so these are 24 questions that came out of our live stream, and I'm giving Jack at the Survival Podcast, I'm giving him answers to the questions that his members have asked him. So he's got something like 300,000 downloads a day and more than that that are following and looking and listening. So we get a lot of questions. I've already gotten like, I think three knee questions. So I'm probably going to do an entire podcast on just a knee, but this is how you can use ChatGPT just in daily work, right? So it's a podcast. Is it work? I mean, it's for my business and hopefully someone listens to it and then maybe comes in or answers questions. So yes. And do I enjoy it? I actually do. So this is a great time where like enjoyment and work kind of come together. So is it work? I mean, 100% yes. I wouldn't be doing it really if there wasn't like a good reason to. So I've got a business to do this. But I actually enjoy doing it. So there's a slight chance that I would do it just because it's interesting to me. And if it's interesting to me, there's probably like six people out there in the world that it's interesting to you as well. But more importantly, AI is not going anywhere. While this isn't like real AI, it's ChatGPT, it's 3.5. I'm not paying for it, it's free, but dang man, it just did a great job. And I think doing the video for you guys took longer than me actually like doing this. So yeah, maybe I will move this into a podcast because there are a lot of you guys at the gym that are like, how do I use AI? I mean, this is just an easy way. Actually, even I could do this. Let's do this. So I'm gonna ask it, what should I ask it? I wanna using these 24 questions, please create several Facebook posts as teasers for, wait, I'm going to use these 24 questions in an upcoming podcast. Using these 24 questions, please create several Facebook posts as teasers for the podcast. Make them funny and unique. Unique. There we go. Absolutely. Here are some teaser ideas for podcasting using these 24 questions. Carb-free comedy? I don't know. That sounds stupid, but whatever. CrossFit confessions. Oh, confessions from the CrossFit world. From pull-up phobias to gym time mysteries. We will spill the beans. Oh, I like that. sleep. The fitness diary dust. I don't know about that. Carnivore cookies? This is great. Supplements, friend or foe? Yeah, that's good. Cardio versus strength smackdown. Cardio lovers and weightlifter warriors unite, or maybe not. Join us for the ultimate face-off between cardio strength. Spoiler: it involves a lot of sweating and possibly a dance-off. fitness fun night. All right, that's weird and crazy and unique. I love it. I'm not going to use that. That's probably a little Maybe I will. I don't know. That's hilarious. These are great. If you're watching the video, I am going to turn this to a podcast. So guys, yeah, this is a podcast. You need to go watch the video as well. But these are hilarious. And I'm going to turn the actual questions into a podcast. So I'm using, this is great. So I went on a podcast. He did a live stream on Facebook and other stuff and YouTube. So I took the questions out of YouTube, threw them into ChatGPT. I mean, it was a 2-hour podcast with 2 hours worth of comments. Threw it into ChatGPT and said, give me the questions. It, bam, gives me the questions. Give me some answers. It gives me the answers. Now, again, I don't really like all the answers. So that's the part that you need a, I mean, you need a human to actually go through them and give a better answer. What's the difference between high weight, low reps and low weight, high reps? All right. What did they answer? So these are, this is what I mean. Just a sample question. Both have appropriate merits. Yes. High weights, low reps build strength. Yeah, valid. While low weight, high reps builds endurance. Okay, actually, that is the answer. That's right. I mean, there's probably some nuance in there I can throw in there. One is more fun, one is not. This is why I always lean towards strength, because you could just lighten the load, do more reps, and bam, you have cardio. But you can't really do that with jogging. So jogging is great, but weights can be greater if, you know, with responsibility comes great power. No, with power comes great responsibility. So you got to use this accordingly. All right, this is going to be fun. I'm going to keep doing this, give you guys some AI. I guess I need to put an AI channel on the my podcast or my Facebook, what do you call it? Playlist. I need to make an AI playlist is what I probably need to do. All right, guys. Hope this has been fun. You audio guys, you're probably going to have to go and watch it and get more information, but be expecting a podcast covering these 24 things. I probably have to do like 12 and then 12 because you guys don't like long podcasts.